This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The 9/11 Commission says it has given the American people what they need to make changes to fight terrorism. The panel spent 20 months interviewing 1,200 people and combing through 2.5 million pages of documents. The final report details its findings and recommendations. Now the commissioners plan to crisscross the country to convince politicians and the public to support their suggested reforms. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Chairman Thomas Kane opened the 9/11 Commission's press conference yesterday with a sobering assessment. "We've struck blows on the terrorists," he said, "and we're safer today than we were on 9/11, but we are not safe." With that in mind, the 10-member commission is urging a slew of reforms. They range from making it harder to get a driver's license to improving Congress's oversight of intelligence activities. The most important recommendations center on intelligence reform. Commission Vice Chair Lee Hamilton.
"A critical theme that emerged throughout our inquiry was the difficulty of answering the question, who is in charge? Who ensures that agencies pool resources, avoid duplication, and plan jointly? Too often, the answer is no one."
That answer led to two key proposals. As expected, the commission is recommending the creation of a national intelligence director, a cabinet-level official who would outrank the CIA director and replace the CIA chief as the president's top intelligence advisor. The second idea is to establish a national counterterrorism center. It would replace the existing Terrorist Threat Integration Center and, as the report puts it, absorb a significant portion of the talent now residing in the CIA's counterterrorist center. Flint Leverett, a former senior director on President Bush's National Security Council, says it's an audacious plan, but that it just might work.
"You have a single center, a single point. You have everyone who might have information that's relevant to this problem playing in this center, and you have them clearly designated as the single analytic and operational center for dealing with a terrorism threat. This would represent real change and, I think, real improvement."
The CIA and the Pentagon aren't likely to see it that way, though. Both stand to lose resources and influence if the proposals are enacted. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has called the idea of a so-called intelligence czar unwise. Even one of the 9/11 commissioners, Democrat Bob Kerry, confessed he's not optimistic about quick action on the proposals. He noted it's never easy to get officials to give up control. But Republican Commissioner Jim Thompson warned against allowing powerful opponents to stall reforms.
"If these reforms are not the best that can be done for the American people, then the Congress and the President need to tell us what's better. But if there is nothing better, they need to be enacted and enacted speedily, because if something bad happens while these recommendations are sitting there, the American people will quickly fix political responsibility for failure, and that responsibility may last for generations, and they will be entitled to do that."
Political leaders are now scrambling to demonstrate their support for the commission and its work. Senator Joe Lieberman, Democrat of Connecticut, was one of the original sponsors of the bill to create the commission. He says Washington has to get over its usual tendency towards inertia.
"There's going to be a natural tendency to go about this as business as usual. Let's think about it. Let's come back next year. Let's start hearings. It won't be done for a long time. And we can't afford to wait."
Today, though, Congress adjourns for a 6-week recess. By the time lawmakers return after Labor Day, they'll be deep into the presidential campaign season. Commission Chairman Thomas Kane acknowledges the challenge of attempting reforms this year.
"As in every 4 years in this democracy, we are in the midst of a presidential campaign. Our two great parties will disagree, and that is right, and that is proper. At the same time, on this subject, we must unite to make our country safer."
Kane went on to say Americans must prepare for a long and difficult struggle against terrorism. And for now, Americans seem to be paying attention. Last night, the 9/11 report was the bestseller on Amazon.com, narrowly edging out a self-help book called Maximum Influence and the ubiquitous beach novel, The Da Vinci Code. The question is whether public and political interest can be sustained through a sultry summer and a charged election season. Chairman Kane says against such a determined enemy, there can be no complacency. He calls fighting terror the challenge of our generation. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.